to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Psalms 147 verse 3 and Psalms 55 verse 22. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Has your heart been broken this past year? Do you ever wake up feeling there is no purpose in life? I'm asking you to listen closely. If there is one thing this last year has taught you, it is that you control nothing. There were discussions in the heavenly realms that you knew nothing about. God did not consult you first. You are not God. And if you are feeling a bit tossed about or hopeless, I would encourage you to start this year off right by plugging into the truth about who you really are. It is a dangerous game to play riding the fence, not knowing which way to go, changing directions daily, lost and depressed. Do not let your faith in God take a detour. There are over 7,000 promises from God made to mankind in Scripture, but we spend more time watching social media or news media than we do in the pages of the Bible. It's no wonder why so many people are sick emotionally, spiritually, physically. In the verses above, God promises to heal your broken heart and your wounds, and that He will sustain you. He also says the righteous will not be shaken. So if you know this about God, you can have peace in your storm. You can have joy in your grief. God sees and is aware of your hurt. God loves you unconditionally. God cares about everything that you go through. He will never leave you nor forsake you. God says He will turn your ashes into beauty. These are the things you find by reading God's scriptures. Personally, my husband and I have lost 3 parents, 3 cousins, and several close friends. The last one murdered in a road rage incident, and all of this happened in the last 12 months. You may think that sounds hopeless. You see, friends, we do not grieve as those with no hope. If you know Jesus, you have hope. We have got to turn down the noise this world offers and turn up the God channel. No one in this life should be placed before you other than God. He holds your health, strength, and very life in His hands. Lord Jesus, although we may lose friends and family along the way, help us to remember we must not lose our confession. We are to cling to your promises. May we let what we go through in this life bring us to a closer relationship with you, Lord Jesus. My prayer for the listeners out there is that through trying times, they will become wise and not bitter, able to help those around them. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.